The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
During this month of Zulhijjah, besides the other program, and of course besides Eid al-Adha, there are two great celebrations that we have. And the first was Eid al-Ghadir, and the second is Eid al-Mubahala that we are celebrating today. There is one difference between Ghadir and Mubahala. Ghadir was an internal issue, where the Prophet of Islam wanted to use that opportunity in the largest gathering he had in his life to formally introduce Ali as the Wali of the Muslims and his own successor. So it was more an internal issue. Mubahala actually is an external issue, where the Prophet of Islam wanted to introduce Ahlul Bayt not only to the Muslims who were there, but also to the Christians who had come from southern part of Arabian Peninsula, from Najran. And so keep that difference in mind. Otherwise, the purpose of both events and both celebrations are same. Of course, time-wise, Mubahala happened first, and Ghadir happened later on, as far as the years are concerned. And so this is something which is very important for us to realize, that when we talk about the issue of the Fadilat of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Shias are very clear about it. After Rasulullah, the first person in the universe who is superior and afdal is Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. And one of the evidence is this event of Mubahala, the ayat 61 from Ali Imran. Because if you look at the implication of this verse, see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Rasulullah to do Mubahala. It was not that Rasulullah out of his love for the family did that. No, this is Allah's order. Even in Ghadir, Allah said, Ya ayyuha rasul, you do this. Here also, فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ نَدُعُ. It is Allah's command, number one. Number two, Allah's command had ample room for Rasulullah to bring many people there, because the words Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used were very precise. نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ. Abna is plural for sons. Our sons and your sons. In Arabic language, I said this many times, plural means three or more. Unlike Urdu, English, Farsi, Gujarati, you know, you have singular and then you have plural, two or more. In Arabic, it's singular, dual, and then you have plural, three or more. So abna would, technically, if you look at it, abna would apply to at least three. Nisa, again, is plural, women. Technically, it would apply to at least three women. Anfusana, again, is plural. It will apply to three individuals. So there is ample room in the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no restrictions put on Rasulullah how many men, women, and children that he can bring. On the other hand, there was no shortage of people around. Rasulullah was not in a desert, he was in Medina. He had cousins. Besides Ali, Abdullah ibn Abbas was there, Zubair was there, Aqil was there. Among women, he had his wives, another, you know, sister, and other female relatives, children of his cousins and relatives, in large numbers. Yet the Prophet, when he implements the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doesn't fulfill even the minimum numbers required of this ayat. And this is where you have to think about it. Why? He himself is the one who is inviting, so he's not included in that. So there's one Ali, one Fatima, and then Hassan and Hussein. And this is where we have to realize that there was no any restriction in Allah's command, nor shortage of people. But the Prophet was looking at the people who are worthy of being with him in Mubahala, and he could not find anyone but Ali and Fatima and Hassan and Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Early scholars, including people like Sheikh Mufid, when they talk about this afdaliyat of Ali after Rasulullah, you know, he says the first opinion that he gives of the Shias, he says one of the first evidence for that is the event of Mubahala, where the Prophet describes Ali as nafs. Nafs means myself. This is the self of Nabi. It means he is like Nabi with the exception of the status of Nubuwwat. And this is where we have to realize, you know, Ayatullah Sheikh Jamadi Amuli, a contemporary scholar in Qum, you know, in his tafsir, he makes a very interesting comment. He says, do not underrate or underestimate Mubahala. He says it is on the same level of importance as Ghadir. And then he says something very amazing. He says, in Ghadir, Rasulullah introduced Ali by using the words, Man kuntu maulahu fahadu aliyun maula. In Mubahala, Ali is being introduced as Nafse Rasul. He says the difference is that in Ghadir, Rasulullah used his own words. When he says, Man kuntu maulahu fahadu aliyun maula, these are his words. In Mubahala, Ali is being presented as Nafse Rasul by the ayat of Quran, Nadwa abna'ana wa abna'akum wa nisa'ana wa nisa'akum wa anfusana. The word anfus there is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, this reminds me of there was a program in Delhi on the birth anniversary of Amir al-Mu'minin many, many years ago. And those days, Maulana Kausar Niazi, who was the once a minister of religion in Pakistan during Bhutto's time, he was invited because he was a good scholar. And he made a very interesting comment there when he said that Shias don't, because this was a mixed Shia-Sunni gathering organized by the Shias, he said some of our Shia scholars have been a little bit more hesitant to say things. Maybe because they are host. But I'm a guest and I'll say what I think about this issue. And then he uses this Urdu phrase, he says this whole discussion about whether Ali is the first Muslim or not is irrelevant at all. Isliye ke Ali pehle se Musliman the. Ali was Muslim from day one. You ask this question, who became the first Muslim? You would ask about those who were not Muslim before in their life. When it comes to Ali bin Abi Talib, he says he was a Muslim from day one.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareem Adi Alim Halim Hakim Mateen. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل